I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Woo! How you doing?
Good.
Team, y'all mind if I smoke a cigarette while on stream?
Right. I can't believe we made it out of January. I truly thought that month was never going to end.
It was hell.
It was truly so bad.
It was hell.
It was so awful.
And it's only February 9th and it feels like it should be February 27th.
That part's pretty nutty.
It's crazy town.
It's kooky bananas, but doing all right. Mm-hmm. How are you?
You know, yeah.
Well, what have we done this week?
I was gonna say, I have other things that I've watched that we could talk about.
Okay, T. Wait, first of all, can I just say,
go ahead,
the amount of people that were like, Drew's never watched Severance, it's like you guys don't know me at all.
I know. Well, and then I told you, those are the same people that are like, she's just dry reading Fourth Wing. We've talked about it 100 times, so it's okay.
Right, and I'll say this. I did talk to Brittany about Fourth Wing.
Okay.
Because she told me she's going to read from Blood and Ash, and I was like, please do. I need to know.
I can't believe she hasn't already.
No, yeah, she told me that's been on my TBR forever.
Yeah.
She's in her like Sherlock Holmes era right now.
Yeah, which those books are so good. I read a bunch of them in college, yeah.
Yeah, she's really into the detective work as of right now. But we send recommendations to each other all the time, and we try to read in tandem, too.
Yeah. You guys do, because you guys are gay like that. I'm not.
Right, and like,
why read when I can look at TikTok?
When I can look at phone TikTok.
Why read when I can TikTok? You know.
Yeah. Well, and she reads a similar pace to me, kind of like Carrie. Carrie reads fast, like I do too.
I love when she shows herself reading a book like an old, like, and I'm saying an old person, like a physical book, and she has like the big ass bookmark and the little light. I love it.
Who?
Brittany.
Oh my god, I know.
A little headlamp, like it makes me
laugh. She's so geriatric, yeah. Dude. It's crazy. But anyways, yeah, we talked about Fourth Wing. She asked me if I'd read it, and I was like, no, but I know a lot that happens because I told you all I like cheated because people were telling me about that book too.
I saw Alicia Marie posting that she was crying during a part of the newest one.
Brittany told me she heard it sucks, and I've heard that too, mostly because it feels rushed. That's what a lot of people are saying. And also there's a lot of Gen Z language in it, which is shocking. Like there's things
she's like skibbity toilet.
You know, it's like not me dying off a dragon. Like, not me almost getting killed. Like,
look,
it's like,
look,
shit
at the
like that.
Yacht on that, yeah. On that elf.
Yeah, that's what it says. For real, it's literally shit like that. It's like,
dude, have you
watched? It's like, okay, queen, like, okay, don't kill me if you read it in and it's not exact, but you know what I'm talking about. And I told her I've seen people saying that, and okay. I've seen excerpts, and I'm like, huh, right. That being said, though, mm-hmm. Brittany told me this, which I didn't know, but that author, Rebecca Yarros, she's the fastest selling female author of fiction books in the history of time.
Wow.
Like, she outsold Stephanie Meyer, which is crazy, because it used to be her, which is crazy. Like, that's crazy. I love to see women win. You know what I'm saying? And is that going to stop me from reading it? Probably not. I probably still will read it. I did get it. Mm-hmm. So I have all four of them. Four of them? Three of them.
Three
of them. So we'll see. But we did talk about that a little bit. And she was saying like, oh, I'm like, I saw that stuff and I was like, ugh, I don't want to read it now. And I was like, well, you already read the other two. So you might as well. I haven't read them yet. But I was like, I'm muscling through From Blood and Ash. So it'll be fine. But yeah, Severance. I was like, I'll be real. I thought Severance was like Succession. Like business.
Well, it is a business, but we don't know.
I thought it was white collar crime. Like that's what I thought it was about.
So Succession, I thought, I told you I started watching when I lived in New York. So I was like
suits,
which yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's just white men in suits.
Yeah.
I started watching Succession when I lived in New York because the middle school that I worked at was in the financial district.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, this show has, you look at all the promos. I'm like, in the pictures, I'm like, this show has to be about men on Wall Street. It's right. not.
Yeah,
it's about men in media or something,
but business.
Yeah, it's all a business. But and then they never filmed in the financial district, so I was like, I don't know why.
Well,
went right over
whatever
my head.
Gets you there. Well, and then I explained the plot that you explained to me. I explained it to Billy
for Severance.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, and do sometimes I want to be severed? All of January I wanted to be severed. Put me in that wing. I want to live in bliss.
Well, and he told me, he goes, that is not at all what I thought that
no
show
that's
was.
Why when I watched I go, it I was so confused too. I know and they were going, talking about innies and outies. I go, oh, hold on, pause.
And I was telling him that too and he goes, that's what they call them. I go, that's what she told me. I've never watched the show, obviously. I'm
they
telling
do
you.
That's why they're making videos where they're like, you're okay, you're outie, they're talking to their innies, you're outie, is it like an aspiring DJ? And he goes, what? Like he's like that embarrassed because there's a scene in the new season where one of the innies, they're telling him what his outie does.
Yeah,
so like they're telling him about his outie and he goes, so he's like a fucking loser, like that's what he says, he's a fuck up. And they're like, no, he's this. And he goes, sounds like a loser.
Well, see, and that's the shit that makes me want to watch with everyone else because I don't get the jokes until Dayson explains them to me.
Yeah, it's but like, when I, it's like Euphoria all over
it's just
again.
Like Euphoria all over again. But when I was explaining it to Billy, he was really like, that is not at all what I thought that show was going to be about. And I go, fucking me too. Mm-hmm. Like I literally had no concept of it. I thought white collar crime, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, the show Suits,
yeah,
featuring Matt Bomer.
He's not in Suits.
Yes he was.
He was in a different show.
No, he was in Suits, dog.
I'm literally gonna look it up right now. No, because Suits is still on, isn't it?
He's not in it anymore.
I don't know, buddy. I think it was a different show that he was in.
Whatever. He was in a suit.
It was, I think it's White Collar is the show.
Oh, White Collar. Okay. Well, I was like, well, he was in a suit.
Because Suits is the one with...
Explain this then. Why was he in a suit?
Okay, so why suit? If not in Suits, then why suit?
If not in Suits, then why wear suit?
Then why have suit? If white man not wear suit in Suits, why suit? No, I was going to say Meghan Markle is in Suits. I know that.
Yes, that is true.
They're like, everyone should watch the show. Stop. I'm not watching another show.
I hate
show like
shows
that.
Like that.
Stop.
That's kind of how I feel about the show Scandal. Like, I'm like, I'm good.
Okay, a show that's similar to that I really liked for a long time and then it was just too much was How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it gets to a point where I go, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
That's how I felt about Sons. Yeah. That's how I felt about Breaking Bad. It's just like,
it's too much.
The Walking Dead was another one. I was like, I just can't anymore.
I agree. Like, you know what I realized?
Hey, I give up. You win. Zombies, you win. I give up. Release me.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. Especially with Sons because I loved that fucking show. Uh-huh. Even though it horrified me and scared me all the time. Well, I loved
it
that show.
It just makes me laugh. Like, they show Charlie Hunnam walking into a building and then I go, I need him. And I'm literally a lesbian and he's 5'3". Like, I don't mean
that. Wait, speaking of, can we talk about that horrible fucking comment I saw you post in your story?
Oh, that I'm a fake gay?
Yeah, okay. First of all, whoever the fuck that was, off all of our fucking pages.
Did you guys
pages.
Know that I'm a fake gay? Because but I think men are attractive, but like, if he came up to me, I would be so mad.
It's the same thing of gay men who find women beautiful. Like, beauty doesn't have anything to do with sexuality, like, or attraction.
Uh-huh.
You can acknowledge that someone is beautiful and not be attracted to them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like seeing a painting. That painting is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a fucking thought. It's not... First of all, fuck you. I hate people who qualify gayness in any way. Like, mm-hmm. No, you can't be... Why don't you mind your fucking business? How about that?
Yeah, they said she goes well out of her way.
Whoa.
well out of her way in every episode to insist how hot she thinks a guy is.
That's not though, fucking true, though, you dumbass.
Absolutely never the same to a woman. If you think I would ever objectify a woman openly, I would be like a man, and that's gross.
Also, really? She hasn't? Because when we said, remember when we talked about Love Lies Bleeding? Dayson couldn't stop talking about that fucking movie.
No, and then I said, and the next time I watch it, I need to be alone. And then you got mad at me? What do you mean?
What the fuck? And also, you want us to sit here and talk about tits and shit in order to qualify being gay? Fuck you, bitch.
They're acting like...
Don't piss me off.
They're acting like I'm going like Jeremy Allen White. That's why all I said was I get White Boy of the Month. I talked about this on two different lesbian podcasts I was on. And they're like, oh, like, so like gay men, like Pedro Pascal. Well, yeah, I'm attracted to him. Like, I think he's attractive. But I was like, but no, like if, when people were like on Jeremy Allen White, I go, no, for sure. And they go, that's weird. And I go, and maybe that's just my gay brain. I don't know.
Or maybe... Everybody's different, yeah, and maybe,
or not weird, they just said, huh, I don't get that one. I go like,
sure. Well, I and here's this, neither do I. And I am attracted to men, so how does that fucking work? And then I go, you see what I'm saying?
Like, I'm like, well, yeah, because you guys are probably thinking like more like Timotei. They're like, yeah. I go, no, nope.
See, and even that, ew,
no, nope.
Like, that's, I am a straight.
No, you know when Timmy is the hottest? I liked him in Dune 2. I don't know, I haven't seen it.
Dune,
he's doing too much.
Dune, but
Timmy
is Dune.
Timmy and Little Women, and that's what I'm saying, it's probably not even Timmy, it's probably just Greta Gerwig, and that's what I'm falling in
it's
love with.
It's the female gaze, yeah. Like, it's, and that's, and I don't know, even if we were to round up the five men that Dayson has ever said were good looking, all of those men are in with, they all fall within a female gaze. So it's literally men who respect women.
Well, and this is on the episode where...
And they're all fugly on top of that.
This is the episode where I said that I thought Harris Dickinson was hotter in The Iron Claw than he was in Baby Girl.
Which is objectively true.
And then you're mad?
And also, I only thought he... Again, I'm a straight, right? So, like, I never find anyone attractive ever. Yeah. So what does that make me? That's my point. My point is, it's so specific to the person.
Well, and qualifying gayness is gonna make them really mad, but like, I don't talk about my real crushes because I'm like two steps away from them.
Yeah, exactly.
And
dog,
you're not, and you're mad.
And
sorry,
you guys, and I'll tell you this, it, if I was single, remember when I said, if I, what I would be going insane.
Yeah,
I'd be putting my pussy in the wind constantly.
But what I'm saying, like, I'm like a degree, like, there are people I've talked about having crushes on,
and I would
show
be doing it because I'm just that bold.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you've actually watched all the episodes, there are so many people that I have said I have crushes on.
Yeah,
so many that I've either already met or I'm one degree of set. I'm not talking about it anymore because I'm, yeah, manifesting. Exactly. I'm putting in the work.
G's move in silence like, yeah, lasagna. Okay, that's what you guys should always remember.
You know that meme that's like, I just want you guys to know that I'm gonna be making so many moves in silence, but I need
and
you to know
and you guys are never
that
gonna know, but and I'm never gonna to post about it, but I need you to know, yeah, that I am constantly working in silence. Yes, that's true. But also, like, go fuck yourself. Qualifying gayness to you is, she doesn't need to prove she's gay to you, bitch. Fuck you is my point. But also saying that that fucking dude from Baby Girl is better looking in one movie than the other, all of a sudden it's like, that bitch likes men.
I
mean, look, you.
I literally never said I need his pee-pee in my mouth. I need it.
Also, you know, you guys have seen when I have literally described these fairy smut books I've read, and you've seen, I want you to go back and look at the last two episodes that I've talked about it, and specifically when I'm talking about the sexual parts of it, and look at her fucking face. Well, does that look like a bitch who likes men, or does it look like someone who's going like this the whole time?
Well, and guys, I haven't finished any of those fairy fuck books, but when I get a new lesbian book, I zoom through that.
Yeah, I know. I saw, like, someone say
is
they
it
liked
about bitches about on trains in Bushwick. I go, yeah, and I'm eating that shit up.
That's why I said, all they do in those lesbian books is ride trains in Bushwick. I need something else,
and I'm locked in.
And then next, and she was like, "Well, not all of them." And they brought
but
up
there
that
is one that,
and then
is
you brought
exactly
up one last
that
stop, and then, yeah, I go, "I know, aren't they on the train?" And then you're, well, yeah, that
that's
one.
That's what
they
I'm
are
saying. That one is. I don't even know if they're in Bushwick. They're in New York or something.
But. I know. That's what I'm saying.
You guys, I wish I'm gonna
knock it off.
I'm gonna learn how to read this year. That's one of my goals.
God, I wish I knew how to read. That, yeah, would have been so awesome.
If I knew how to read, then
when,
like,
I saw that hate comment, I wish I knew how to read.
Yeah, I wish I knew what this said.
I wish I knew what this said.
I don't know.
Anyways, my point being, get the fuck out of here. If I, like,
guys,
I'm so sick of you.
Literally talked about, because by the time this comes out, you guys will already know that Drew hosted the red carpet for season 3 of The White Lotus. I got to go as a plus one. I'm sure we had a blast.
Yeah.
I literally, when the season 2 came out, whoever's going to find the episode, I'm not doing it, whoever our archivist is, I literally said I started watching it because everyone said, you see Theo James pee-pee in there. I literally watched it, and I said that on here.
Is that supposed to prove you're gay?
Yeah.
What? Well, I fear you're not beating the straight allegations.
I've been saying and doing annoying shit like that.
Yeah.
And I don't, I mean it in an archaeological,
like an anthropological
sorry,
curiosity,
but also archaeological with my little brush. I'm in there. I'm just looking at and everything scientifically.
Can I say, when she sees it, if she ever see a pee-pee, she gets pissed off.
Yeah.
I wish you guys, I wish I recorded the call when she watched, when you know, when you watch House of the Dragon, the episode where you see his brown pee-pee.
And that pissed me off.
Yeah. She called me in a rage. She was literally,
I thought,
like,
you were going to talk about the other story.
Which one?
When that person was showing us nudes that were sent to her.
I have told that story. Okay. I have that. That's the story where I was, someone said, do you want to see this awful nude that I got sent and from a man? And
unconsensually,
and it was a
girl. Sent. Yeah.
Yeah. And she didn't consent to it. And I said, absolutely, I want to see it. So I watched it. That's the one where I said it looked like one of those before and after pictures. You have to
say. Like a weight loss. Yeah.
Like, as he's like in the mirror. First of all, the counter goes to the knees, fully nude.
Yeah.
In the mirror. Are you insane? Don't ever send me. Get the fuck off my phone. She showed it to me. He's pale, sallow. He's disgusting, and he's an awful person. And I see it, and I'm like, ew. And his dick's not even big, and it was soft, which is crazy.
See, it's, guys,
you're crazy.
I'm
you're
mad.
Sending. You're sending.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Sending. Sending a nude in your soft. I don't want to talk about it anymore. You're soft and you're small. You're insane. Anyway, she shows it to me, and I'm laughing because I'm like, that's the one of the worst nudes I've ever seen in my life.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
And then Dayson goes, what are you guys looking at? And then she just showed her. And then she goes, oh, you're right, I am gay. Immediately. We weren't talking about that.
That was
obviously.
In September of 2023. And 3 months later, I was like, yeah, I'm a... oh, sorry, I can't say that. I'm a lesbian. Sorry. Cut that part out.
Well, and also, too, like, the House of the Dragon scene, she was so pissed off. She was like, why would they fucking do that? Like, why would they? And I was like, I don't know. But it was a really long shot. Good for him. Good for him. It was a really long shot. That was a long scene.
Pissed off.
Very, I felt like I was looking at it for a million
like
years.
That scene was longer than the lesbian kiss that happened. Yeah, what the heck?
I felt like I was watching it for 30 minutes. Yeah. But anywho, my point being, don't write no fuck ass shit like that on here again. I'm gonna be pissed. I'm gonna be fucking mad. I'm for real. Like, don't do that shit. It pisses me off. And I'm so sick of you having to qualify it. Like,
well, that's why I
knock it off.
I tell you guys this all the time, and I get, because I get asked all the time, how do you queer signal? How do you? I'm done doing that shit. I could be at an event literally called D-Slur Day, which I have gone to that event before. You're with right. A shirt that said, I'm a D-Slur, and people will think Valentina. No.
Yeah.
I got the short nails. No, it doesn't matter. So whatever I'm wearing and doing is gay because I'm gay and I'm doing it. And exactly. If you don't like it, then that's your fucking issue.
Then,
that's not my problem.
Then present yourself to the world however the fuck you want.
It's not my problem.
Also, isn't that the whole point is that it's a spectrum? Isn't that the whole fucking point? It's like, there is no right and wrong. There is no like hard and fast answer to each. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe your projection of it is different. Okay, get the fuck away from me then. Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Hey, there's much worse things happening in the world right now. There's much worse things happening in the world. So why don't you get the fuck over yourself and stop trying to police others and how they project themselves to the world within their own sexuality? Get the fuck out of here. Don't piss me off. That's why I was like, leave. Yeah.
Well, then they try to pull this shit. You're centering men. Where now you're starting a different conversation.
Oh my God. You bring that shit up to me. Send me your pin instead of bringing that shit up to me. Send me your fucking pin. Like, and also, I hate that conversation too, because it's always riddled with white supremacy.
Yes, every single time.
Like privilege. And also misogyny. Mm-hmm. Like, you're being misogynistic doing that shit. You guys realize that, right? It's like going so far left, you end up back on the right. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not the high and mighty bitch you think you are. Knock it off. Like, your feminism, your allyship, your whatever is not intersectional.
Yeah.
That's why you act that way. So everyone should just go back to minding their business. I think that's maybe the smartest thing to do.
I agree.
Moving on. What else did we do?
I was going to say the shows that I've watched. I forgot to talk about this last time, but I did watch all of Squid Game 2.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Didn't care for it. Not even full Squid Game in Squid Game 2.
Yeah,
And then it just felt like a repeat of the last season.
Yeah, I didn't hear very good reviews on it, and I loved the first season, but I didn't really feel drawn to watch the second.
It was no EXO Kitty, I'll tell you that much. It was nowhere near EXO Kitty.
I wouldn't say I was surprised. I shouldn't be surprised at all at how many people in the comments were like, I love hate watching that show. I should not be surprised at all that our audience also loves watching.
I've gotten so many DMs since I've been talking about that show of people saying that show changed my life. You're welcome. And next week, Kenny, if you're real, you'll have me on season 3. I don't know what I'd be doing, but you would have me on there.
That's so funny.
But no, and so I'm not caught up on Severance. I have one more episode to watch. What else do I watch? Oh, I just told you today I watched A Real Pain with Kieran Culkin and Jesse
Eisenberg.
Yeah, it was good. What else have I watched recently? Oh, I just watched a documentary on Luther Vandross.
I love
Luther. It is so good, and I wanted to cry the whole time. He's just such a talented singer.
Well, and his album, his like first studio album, reminds me of childhood.
Yeah, they talk about like his like. So, anyways, it was just so good. I watched that on TV the other day. And I was watching Bob's Burgers. I tell you that I watched the other day? Do you remember?
I was gonna say Baby Girl, but I think you told.
I talked about that in the last one. Yeah, and then guess what? Everyone feels so vindicated and validated by my get. You're welcome.
And I know I talked on the last one that it that's for women who are attracted to men. I would say,
and that's fine. But women that are attracted to
and
women,
that's why, notice how I'm not saying straight girls. I'm saying women in general.
Yeah,
who are attracted to
and
men.
And that's fine. But women that are attracted to women are obsessed with Nicole Kidman, which she's an incredible actress.
Right.
There's just some women that I'm like, I don't get that one, but that's okay. Like, she's beautiful. And then I watch it and I go, it wasn't good. And that's not because of what she looks like or anything. I just thought it wasn't good. Thought it just was kind of mid.
It wasn't really speaking to you.
No.
The way it was speaking to other people, allegedly.
I've talked to so many people about this recently. They're like, you're the first person that's been on.
But they're all gay.
Yes, I have only been talking to lesbians about it. And that's different.
But
again, lesbians love Nicole Kidman. So if they're like, you're right, it was mid, I go, exactly.
One of my new things is saying, right. Like the Krispy Kreme lady.
Yeah.
Right. But that's
never
it.
Never had a Krispy Kreme.
Yes. Was it crispy? Right. That and I want to have a baby.
Yeah, that was our other one. Yeah,
that's our new one. I don't know if we said that on the last one.
I think we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Team, let me know.
I'm trying to think what else I've watched. I don't remember. Have you been watching anything new?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No, ma'am. I have not. Mm-hmm. Every night I'm like, we should watch Nosferatu, and then we never do.
I bought it. I just haven't watched it. I need to.
Yeah. I really want to watch it though. Maybe we'll do it today. Who knows? Well, no, because today's the big game.
The giant game.
The giant, enormous game.
Which is funny because we filmed last year on the big game.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's where we came up with the sports announcer bit. That's where I came up with that.
Wow. Happy birthday to my favorite bit.
Happy birthday to one of our strongest bits for sure. I would say, what else happened with me?
I went to a movie premiere.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went on 2 different lesbian podcasts that I'm very excited about.
Oh, I did the Grammys.
Yes.
Yeah, I covered the Grammys. That was really cool. I'll tell you this, team.
Okay, wait, really fast about the Grammys. Okay. You know how, like, everyone was bitching about, obviously, Cowboy Carter, and they were saying that, like, Billie Eilish should have won, whatever, right? And then I saw a TikTok like yesterday that said that the Grammys came out and showed the votes and said that she wasn't even in the top 3, like Billie Eilish, for Album of the Year or whatever Cowboy Carter won. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and also too, like I told you, I saw a TikTok that was like, it's funny you guys are saying she should have beat Beyonce because Sabrina Carpenter beat her for Best Pop Vocal Album. And she's like, no one seems to be talking about that one. But honestly, I think, wait, first of all, okay, let's talk about the Grammys in general. I think this was like one of the coolest years to be nominated because there were just so many women that were fucking dominating that shit. Like women just ran that fucking shit.
There was just so much queerness infused into the Grammys.
Exactly. Exactly. There was so much diversity, which there never is, which is what it felt like.
I wish Beyonce performed.
Me too. But she wasn't going to do that shit if they were going to scam her again, I bet. But she didn't even walk carpet, so she like just went straight inside like she did last year. But anyways, I thought whoever won any of it was like, that's fucking awesome. They deserve it. That's how I felt, with the exception of Album of the Year. Like, I knew that one should have gone to Beyonce. Every other category, I was like, whoever wins is like, makes sense to me. Sure. Like, in my opinion. I loved every album that was nominated. I was like, and I was spinning that shit like a motherfucker. I was listening to that all year. I loved Billie Eilish's album. I thought it was fantastic. I thought it was her best one yet, to be honest. But also, you guys have to remember too, she's so young. She's like, what, 23? Mm. She has 8 Grammys already.
I think she's only 22 or
she's 21. 22, yeah. 23. She has 8 Grammys already. She is so fucking young. She has more than enough time. She's going to continue to put out music and make art that everybody loves and enjoys. Why the fuck people are using that as a reason to denigrate other artists makes no sense to me. And I think it's just an excuse to fucking talk shit.
Well, I mean, even like...
It's annoying.
Eternal Sunshine didn't win anything.
It was barely nominated.
And it was crazy to me because that's...
And she didn't even go.
And it's her... Because that's her best piece of work she's ever done.
Yeah. And she, you know what? She doesn't give a fuck. You know why? Because she has a bunch of Grammys and she cares more about Wicked. So like, you... It made me think of this whole discourse, which is fucking bullshit to me. Made me think of Trixie Mattel when she was on my show last. And she was like, her new thing is you can't be more concerned than the people it concerns. That's how I felt about this. They're not worried about it, so why are you? Like, Billie Eilish was so happy for everybody that won. Me too. I'm glad she won. She deserved to win. Sabrina Carpenter, same fucking thing. Like, it's like, let's just be happy that women are being celebrated for their art, like, and it's existing in many different forms. Doechii's another perfect one. And Kendrick Lamar, yeah. That's why someone said it was the year of the girls and Kendrick. And I was like, it's true. Because he won, like, what, 5 fucking Grammys? So, everyone shut up. But as far as carpet goes... It was cool. It was fun. I'll tell you this, team. I stood there at that barricade for 7.5 hours. Stood for 7 hours.
Did you bring your Crocs?
Yeah, I wore my Crocs the whole time. I literally put on the shoe to take the picture, took them off. They were in my bag for literally 4 or 5 hours. Put them back on, walked carpet, came off, took them off again. Didn't touch them since. So I wore them like twice the entire night. But yeah, it was really cool. It was really fun. Saw a lot of my friends. Saw a lot of my girls. I saw some people saying like, you know, Drew, you need to come out from behind that gate. I can't. Just so you guys know, I'm not allowed to.
She'll be
shot dead, yeah. Bro. Probably. They're going to blow my brains all over that backdrop.
There's going to be a little red laser.
For real. That's why I'm like, whenever people on TikTok try to give me tips, it really irks me. But that's to be expected because it's like coaching from the sideline. Mm-hmm. But like, there's no need. Thanks. Yeah, I got it. Thanks. But I saw a girl saying, you got to get out from behind. Why didn't I think of that?
Get hey, out. Wait, write that down again.
Free reign?
Get out behind the barricade.
And also when I just want you guys to know this too. Sometimes when I'm working carpets, if people I personally know don't stop, it's not personal. It's literally because they can't. So they won't. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to go. When people are like, well, why don't you just get them to stop? God, if I could, boy, would I. I promise I would if I could.
I wish I thought of that.
But it was really fun. And I got to make my little fortune teller. I had to watch a YouTube video on how to make it. But once I made it, I thought it was a hit. It was a smash hit. Everybody loved it. And it was really fun. But
A million hits.
But it was a good time. It was really fun. And then... Like Jason said, by the time you guys see this, I will have hosted the White Lotus premiere. How'd it go? Good. Hope so. I think so. But yeah, other than that, just been working a ton. Doing all kinds of stuff. Doing all kinds of things. But yeah.
Same. Anywho.
Well, we're going to be in Canada next week.
Yes.
Or this week, I guess, when y'all are watching
this. Weekend, yeah.
This weekend, we'll be in Vancouver, Canada. So if y'all are in the market, feel free to come watch us. You're going to miss out? Okay. Whatever. I'm out of you.
It's fine.
Whatever.
Okay, so for this week's topic, we're doing a part 2 of Funniest Fangirl Confessions.
Yo.
This first one, these first few are going to be from our Patreon.
Yay.
So the first one's from, I think it's Elisa. And she said, my best friend and I ran a popular K-pop fan fiction account on Tumblr when we were in high school. I'm talking one shots and YN type stories that occasionally got a little spicy. We kept this under wraps because we knew if anyone found out, we would never live it down. Heard.
Hey. We've all written fan fiction at one point or another. Now, Smut. We didn't write that.
No.
At the time.
No.
Would I write it now?
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
No. and I know I've been teasing that maybe I'm working on something in that realm. And when I tell you, team, I am nervous about that. I am. I'll be honest.
Okay.
Writing it down feels so much more like, I don't know why, like writing it out feels much more graphic than if I were to like film it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It feels more intimate to like type it out than it would be to like film myself doing the act.
Well, yeah.
I don't know why that feels like so much more vulnerable, well, like you exposed.
You have to be like, obviously when you're writing like a billion times more descriptive.
Yeah, I guess so. I just like think, man, gonna have to get over that. But when we wrote fan fiction and Dayson coded a whole ass website for us.
I didn't write. I was more of the tech guy.
Yeah, Dayson was.
I was key grip.
Dayson was the DP.
Yeah.
And I was the writer.
I'm learning, photography and sound. Yeah.
Right. But when I wrote the whole thing, there was no smut in it. The most was kissing, but even then, like, I was fucking 11 or 12 when I wrote it, so I didn't know dick about that. But I, you know what I do remember is like being so detailed about their clothing, the girls,
because
I wanted them to know that they were flexing on those hoes.
What were those websites called that you could build like fake, like you're like, if you're a Louis girl, here's all your outfits.
Oh, and they look like little graphics.
Yeah.
I don't know what website that was.
I keep saying Redbubble in my head. Someone's going to comment it. It's not Redbubble. It's something like that. But that's so funny.
In modern times, that's called Canva.
No shit.
Whatever the hell it was back then. I know. I used to look at those and they'd have like a striped shirt and red suspenders. If you're a Louis girl.
White pants. Yeah.
And then if you're hairy, it's like
a flannel and skinny jeans. And like a tank top.
Or a blue polo and white jeans.
Someone recently... I'm not gonna say who it was. I'll tell you later. But she told me that she's met Harry Styles before. And I was like, no way. And she's a lesbian, so it made me laugh.
Right.
And I was like, did he make you straight? And she goes, for like 10 seconds. And
no way.
And we were laughing. And like she's making
not
a joke.
Her. I know who you're no, talking about.
No, she's making
her.
A joke. Like, we're laughing. But I go, what happened? And she goes, that she went to like a bar or something with her friends. And she said it was for like the weekend, like one of his albums had come out.
Okay.
And she's like, and I was looking at my friends like, why the fuck are we here? Like, it was like friends of friends out there.
Me all the time.
And she said, I want to say this was when he was still in One Direction.
Oh, T. Okay.
And she said it was long hair Harry. So I think it's like frat boy type Harry.
Right.
And she said that her friend kept saying, oh, I want you to meet Harry. Like, because she had been talking about her to him. And she was like, okay. And you're like, why?
Naturally.
I'm literally a lesbian. And we were laughing. She was like, yeah. And she goes, and then we were walking through a crowd, like scooting past each other. And my friend said, oh, this is her, as I'm walking past him. And she said he reached down, squeezed my thigh once and said, it's really nice to meet you, but kept making eye contact with me. And she's all, and I like couldn't breathe the rest of the night. We were laughing so hard. It was so funny.
Was she sitting?
No, she said she was walking past him. So, because he's
my
like,
thigh.
Yeah.
Why are you reaching down there?
Girl.
What you fucking weirdo?
He did it because he was like, hey, we're the same. We both like women. That's why.
He's like, mi gente.
Yeah. No, for real.
When he looks at
that's
her.
Twin for real. Yeah.
Mi gente.
No, me and twin.
You and I have the same type.
So I said, we're both gay. Anyways, she told me a story and it made me laugh really hard.
She's like, what are we?
Yeah. I started, and did you
that's
rethink?
So Teffy coded.
It's not even her.
I know it's not Teffy.
Yeah.
I'm saying like having an interaction like that and then being like,
I want to watch Teffy interact with men like that because she's so like, what's the word? Like she just attracts so
magnetic.
Many people. Yeah.
Yeah. She
and
is.
Like animatic. Effervescent. I just would love to watch her in spaces like that. It'd probably be so funny.
I watched something that we were on together recently. Like I watched the edit of it and then like I was talking about that. In the edit I watched, I was talking about how she's like, she'll just breeze past, like she'll tell you a story that is so like unserious, like it's a very silly thing and she wants to tell you,
yeah,
and then interspliced in between the silliness she'll just drop huge nuggets about like, oh yeah, well he wants to fuck me, that's why that's
oh
why
well that was the night that I made out with Harry Styles,
but and she's never said that,
no,
but it's like
I'm
shit like
it
that
up, yeah
yeah, like she'll just drop a huge fucking name and be like, yeah, he wants to fuck me so bad, but it's crazy. And then I'm like, wait, what do you mean by that? Like, I want her to explain it to me.
But she, like, moves past it. You're like, go back.
Yeah, she's going back to the silly story. I'm like, yeah. No, tell me about this part first before you move on. But yeah, that's just who she is. Like, everybody loves Teffy. Everybody falls in love with Teffy. It's very easy to, I think. But that's so funny. That's so funny. Okay. As I said, let me be the judge of that. I'm trying to meet him.
Huh.
I'm trying to see it. I saw someone make an edit like that about, what's his face? Austin Butler.
What about him?
It was like an interview of him talking to a reporter, and she was like an older woman. And he was like, what kind of music do you like? Like, what genre or like era? Like 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. And then she's like, probably like 70s. He's like, yeah, 70s. He's like, yeah, that's a good one. And he's like making really intense eye contact with her. It's like not that serious. And it's probably like 45, 50 seconds.
Is it like the Chris Evans thing with the boots?
Yes, yes. It's like an energy, right? Yeah. And then all the comments are like, man, this would fuck me up if he was talking to me, even with that stupid accent. like if he was talking. And then I was thinking to myself, it's truly just confidence. Like, that's what it is. It unnerves people.
Yeah.
So that's why I always advise, especially like if you're a straight person, like if you like men, when you look men in the eyes and talk to them very confidently and convicted, they get really fucked up over it, which is like,
I mean, I'm a lesbian, so the women are the same way. So I
well, clearly, because I've seen, that's why I said the baby girl thing, like that's why I understood, like, why.
No, but then I watched him and I was all, ew.
Because you're gay, that's what I'm saying. No, it's but different. Even
the way he said, if he said it like the way you're saying you thought he said it, I would have been like, okay, maybe a little bit,
right?
Like, that would flush me. But I would
be, I'm like, if he said it the way I said it,
yeah, it would flush me a little
but
bit.
But it's the way he said it.
Like, he was like, why, you want a cookie? Get out of my face, you're gross. Get out of my face.
You just weren't buying it from him.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one's from Hal. She's also a Patreoner. She said, on the last night of the Up All Night One Direction tour, which we went to.
Right.
She said, I was on 1D fandom Twitter and everyone was saying it was making them cry. So I forced myself to cry about it. And when my parents acted confused, I yelled that they didn't understand what it meant to me. I would also sit in the back row of my mom's minivan, forcing myself to cry to the song Moments.
I don't like that one. That song.
Is Moments, the Moments is the one about an abortion, right?
Yeah, because, yeah. Hmm? What did you just say?
What's the one about the abortion?
More than this, one.
There is one that Ed Sheeran wrote and gave them.
No, babe, you're thinking of Small Bump, and that is by Ed Sheeran.
I know that one,
and that is about an abortion.
Why, when I type up all night, it's not showing me? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it is the one I just said.
It goes like, no, it's not this.
My favorite One Direction song is Stand Up. That's one of my favorite One Direction songs,
which is so funny because that's what they call it. They call them stand-ups.
It is more than this, I'm telling you.
That's not about an abortion, but it's okay.
You guys, write down below. Write down below. The One Direction abortion song.
Go ahead and lock in and tell me which one is the One Direction abortion song.
Write it down right now.
What are you talking about?
Write it down.
Moments is like my least favorite song off that album. Yeah.
Your kiss into me.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And not now we're talking Stole My Heart.
I hate that song.
When y'all already know that I've been practicing mixing and being a DJ, I am working on it. All right.
Okay.
Catch me in the Sahara tent at Coachella in the future. Not this year, obviously. I haven't practiced. Don't even bother asking me, Coachella.
I haven't gotten my practice hours.
I have a lot of things.
Or EDC. Don't even ask me.
Don't even bother asking me.
What are the other raves people go to? Don't even ask me about Ultra. I'm not ready.
Ultra Miami. Don't even ask me. Rolling Loud. I'm Rolling Loud in San Bernardino. Don't even ask me. I don't even know where I'm at right now. I was mixing that song, Stole My Heart, and the song Peggy.
I know.
And it was kind of working. I was working on it. Listen,
it was a lot.
You gotta let me cook is my point. Anyways, forcing yourself to cry about shit like that is really funny to me.
Yes,
because I couldn't be bothered.
Yes,
same. And I even like, and you know what's funny is like, even in the deepest pits of my fangirldom with like the Jonas Brothers or even One Direction and my pick me phases, which are obviously closely interspersed in all of those because of the timing of them, I was still working on unpacking my being a pick me. Even in the deepest pits of it, where I was so committed to them, I never cried because even that felt like too much for me.
Sure.
I was like, and you're talking to a bitch who like spent hours plastering 3 out of 4 walls in our room with nothing but Jonas Brothers pictures. Mm-hmm. Like, truly ceiling to floor. If we could have done the ceiling, my mom said that was too much. We wanted to do the ceiling, but she said it was too much. And so, and we only didn't do the fourth wall because that's where our closets were at. The closet was there, so it was just like pointless to us. Mm-hmm. But if that closet wasn't there, you best believe we would have covered that fourth wall. Mm-hmm. And even in that deep, I still was like, well, I'm not going to cry. That's too much. Like, and even at that point when I was convinced I knew they would like me if they ever met me and want to marry me, I was still like, well, I'm not going to cry.
No.
I don't know them.
I feel like I cry about a lot of things, but I think that like when, like my first like inkling of that, like, well, I never cried over the Jonas Brothers. I was just so excited, or even One Direction.
Me too, yeah.
Was when I graduated from high school. I knew, I was like, I'm not going to college with any of these people because I literally don't like any of you and I don't want to see any of you ever again. Yeah. And then I remember like my friend at the time kept telling me, oh my God, I'm gonna cry so much graduation night. And I was like, yeah, me too. Cause I was convinced I would too. Then it was graduation night and I was like, all right, see you guys later.
Yeah.
Give a fuck.
Oh yeah. When I graduated from high school, you could see like my cap and gown were still spinning cause I fucking took off.
There was a little cloud of smoke in the
shape
of my
body.
As soon
it was over, my shoes were still there. I was fucking gone.
Spinning in a circle.
For real. I literally took off cause I, not one tear. I was fired the fuck up. I was like, I can't wait to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And I had a great time in high school. I was fine in high school. But yeah, I just think the emotional parts of me, you know what I think about if I really were to try to unpack it? I think in my head about being a fangirl, it truly felt like I was crying over a man. And even then, I couldn't register doing that.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. No, it wasn't like, it was just me being, well, I'm not going to let them make me cry.
Yeah.
Like, as if they knew me or could see me in any way. Me having like a bravado contest. They have no idea who the fuck I am. I'm 11, by the way. But yeah, that's kooky bananas. But I think being able to be like, I was literally forcing myself to cry because I felt left out.
It was way funnier. Yeah.
That's very Dason coded in a lot of ways.
The self-awareness. Everyone, more people need more of it. Okay, this next one's from Selena. She's also from the Patreon. She said, when I was a tween, I had the biggest crush on John from It Takes a Thief on Discovery in the early 2000s. I don't know who that is. I'll look him up in a second. When the series got canceled, I made the password on my laptop, I miss John, plus my 9-digit school ID number. I still have the laptop and it is still my password.
That is the longest password ever.
It Takes a Thief.
I miss John plus 9 numbers. Are you out of your mind?
Hold on. Okay. It's this guy. I don't know who that is.
Yeah, you're on your own there, queen.
Like, I think he's this one.
Oh, queen.
That's funny. These look like wild krats, like those guys that do.
Yeah, they do look like, they look British as fuck. Are they?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. But
I miss Selena, John.
I hope you still get to see John.
I miss John. I miss who I was before I saw a picture of John. Just kidding, John.
Sorry.
If you ever see this.
He's going to be our next guest, actually, Selena.
He also looks 40. So, like, that's another reason why I feel like, okay.
Well, it was like when we did that weird crushes one and someone said Bobby Flay, and I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah, and like they said they would kiss the TV every time he was on.
You're like, so funny, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. You do you, girl.
Also, can I just say too about the Harry Styles thing, if he was in the long hair phase, I have made it very clear many times that I love long hair on men. I really do, clearly, right? But I will say,
you're a man with long hair. Those are the comments.
You goddamn right. Yeah. Clearly it works. But also I want to say, long hair on a white guy is, it could tip either way.
Hit or miss. Yeah, I see that.
Long hair on any other minority, always good. Mm-hmm. Always. And when I tell you, I feel like it always levels them up in a way. Like, it makes you, and I'm like, yeah, period. Right? White guys, you're looking at a 50-50. Because on one hand, it can make you look more ethnic, which is why I think some white dudes have really nice long hair, because it makes them look more edgy and different. Right? It could go Viking, or it could go creepy streamer. Like, there's just no in between. You know what I'm saying? Just wanted to mention that because I remembered Harry Styles with long hair.
To get that,
and I will say, Harry Styles with long hair, at one point, he was tipping a little too towards streamy.
Yeah.
That's the real streamies.
He's giving the streamies.
He's giving streamies.
He's giving the shorty words.
Giving webby.
Webby.
He's giving streamy. Whereas another point, it was giving like Viking. Sure. Right? It was like ethnic white.
Sure.
A little sprinkle of ethnic white. But at one point it was getting a little too much. And I think that's why he cut it.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
Peace and love. Peace That's and love.
Okay. So this next one, so no more Patreon entries. If you want to watch more Patreon ones, we're doing a bonus episode.
We sure are.
And that one will have those ones on there. Mm-hmm. So these are from everyone else. So this one's from Cheyenne. She said, one time in middle school, we had a project where we had to write a monologue and perform them for the class. I just ended up taking the opening monologue from Lady Gaga's Marry the Night music video and okay. did that, and I got an A, and my teacher was so shook at my writing for such a young age. That's so funny because
plagiarism.
In middle school, one of my friends had to write a poem and
I was just about to say.
She took True Friend by Hannah Montana.
She just wrote True yeah. Friend the lyrics.
And she got an A on it. And I was like, you're crazy, bro.
And she goes, she literally thinks I made this up.
It's so funny. So funny.
Women in STEM. Women in mm-hmm. STEM. Also plagiarizing Lady Gaga, smart.
Yeah.
An artist. a poet, if you will. That's so funny. You have to imagine she started singing it though.
Yeah.
I love that song though. Marry the Night is a good
that
one.
Album's fucking crazy.
Speaking of the new Lady Gaga song,
yeah
abracadabra.
I'm trying to scream.
Yeah
Did you watch Christian Dennis's transition video to that part?
No.
Where he's like doing that, like, you know, that whole part where she's singing abracadabra, and he
choreographed by
Periscope, yeah,
our fellow Samoan.
But he is doing the choreography, but every time he moves his hands, it's a different part of his makeup routine.
Oh, that's cool.
It's insane because, you know, he's such a good dancer.
Yeah,
it's so cool.
That's sick.
I reposted it. I was like, you did that one.
You did. I love the new song, but more specifically, I love this version of Gaga when she's like this version.
No, and I think she does too. Yeah,
and I love all her versions, don't get me wrong, but like that's when I fell in love with Lady Gaga, was when she was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like an artist to her fucking core,
and a different identity every time.
Yes, like a different look. Like, she's just never afraid to go there with her lyrics, with her choreography, with her looks. Like, she's just never afraid. She has no fear when she's like putting out her art. And I think that's why people love her so fucking much. But I told you, I saw a comment that was like, I knew everything was going to be okay when Lady Gaga started acting weird again. I knew everything was going to be okay. One of the few bright things that came out of January was Lady Gaga back to like 2009 Lady Gaga, mm-hmm. which is fucking crazy.
Very exciting.
I love the new song. It's so good.
Okay, this next one's from Olivia. She said, I was obsessed with the Dolan twins, but I was embarrassed.
You and Dayson both.
But I was embarrassed by how much I liked them. Long story short, I made a Twitter fan account and I posted multiple times a day about them and would interact with the other Dolan twin fan accounts. I wouldn't tell my sister or my best friend, but one day my friend literally texted me asking if I ran the account because she noticed I was always active on one right after the other. I denied it, never admitted it, and I have no idea how she would have caught me because she wasn't a Dolan twins fan and I never followed myself or anything on the account. So to this day, I'm still confused.
It still haunts you to this
maybe
day.
Maybe she ran the other one that you would interact
or
with.
Or maybe she saw you doing it.
Yeah.
And wanted to see if you would tell her yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. It's like you're treating it as some shameful secret and you're running a fan account secretly.
Yeah. You guys are funny. I was going to say, this next one's kind of kooky like that.
That makes me think of when Caleb had Kiernan Shipka and she's known for running a meme account, but nobody knows what it is.
Yeah.
Or which one it is. And then he was like, can I see? She's like, yeah. And he's looking at it. And then he goes, it's a lot of cop loving stuff on here.
There's a lot of
Blue
Lives Matter propaganda.
He's like, oh, let me scroll past these ones.
Mm-hmm. That's what that she makes said. She's like, it's not like it's Grape Juice Boys or Fuck Jerry or anyone.
Yeah.
Like
she's
that.
Like, it's nothing huge like that. That's so funny though. Running one in secret like that is so funny.
Well, I haven't.
And I think running a meme page secretly is funny too.
Okay, this next one's from Emily. She said, when I was in middle school and into high school, I was obsessed with the band 21 Pilots, especially the drummer. I made a Finsta fan account for him and my username was Josh_Dunn_Nips. And I zoomed in on photos of his bare chest to post. My sister had a matching page before the lead singer.
And they were also _Nips?
It's just pictures. What is that?
Just pictures of their areolas all over your page. No face. Just it's cropped right below the breastbone.
That's what, like, that person clavicle. That says I'm not gay, he wants me to have a Finsta account for women's tits or something, and then he'll believe that I'm a lesbian. Get out of my fucking face.
Also, 21 Pilots. Why?
They had a real era. I don't know. I think I was just too old with people that were around that age. And I think it missed us because we're too old.
Well, I just think you can't make fun of Imagine Dragons fans if you were a 21 Pilots fan. Like, it's all the fucking same. Sure, okay. You're the same person.
Yeah.
Two sides of the same coin.
I mean, speaking of, what did you just say? Imagine Dragons.
Yeah.
The theme song to Arcane is Enemies or Enemy by Imagine Dragons. And people were like, it's literally just a music video of Imagine Dragons all the time, but they only show them like once. So it's not. But I am on season two and I don't care. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying.
Trying to care. Can't seem to. But
anyways,
to.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. 21 Pilots missed me. I wasn't, that one went over my head. I missed it.
I just like, I've never been able to get behind bands like that. Like literally sure. ever. It's like, even when we were in our alt phases, like yeah. emo phases, like we loved like My Chemical Romance mm-hmm. and like fucking Fall Out Boy, Panic at the Disco, whatever, what, System of a Down, like yeah. we loved bands like that, but there were ones that were just like Born on the Cob to me.
Sure.
Like 21 Pilots, Imagine Dragons, like Coldplay, like to me that's like Born on the Cob.
Well, I like,
and by that I mean it's just a little too white for me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You're missing me because I'm not that white.
But that's what I'm saying. I like some Imagine. I told you I loved the Imagine Dragons song Shots. I listened to it every day when I was like a senior in college.
Well, and Coldplay has a bunch of songs yeah. that I'm fucking with.
Yeah, I agree.
It's kind of like Train, like
yeah,
Drops of Jupiter. I'm in yeah. that bitch.
But Train, I think, owns that they're corny. I don't know that the other ones are.
We'll see. Are they corny or are they just not alt? Like they're not trying to be edgy. They're just they are what they are.
No, but I'm saying that.
But I'm saying yeah. you take the teeth off Imagine Dragons. It's Train.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You take all the spikes off 21 Pilots. You put them in neutral colors. It's Train.
You've like, seen the lead singer of Imagine Dragons topless. Speaking of straight things, I always talk about. He's like insanely ripped.
Are you like, would you be shocked to know the answer to your question is no?
The only reason I've seen that is because people were talking about how gobsmacked they were on TikTok. And I was like, whoa,
well, let me
crazy.
See it. Let's see it. I'll be the judge of that. What's, if it's kooky.
I feel like his name's Dan.
Doesn't and I'll, and I'll be quite honest with you, team. I genuinely don't know how many people are in Imagine Dragons. I don't know what they look like. Like, I have no clue.
Shirtless.
Same thing with 21 Pilots.
Like, look at him.
Do I almost said 21 Jump Street.
That's where my demons hide. I would never let think he see. Looks like that. I'm showing you. You said, let me see. I'm showing it to you.
Okay.
Look at his fucking traps in that picture. That's crazy.
Yeah. You can tell he's short, though. He's giving 5'6", 5'7". Well, it's different. Okay, this is him?
Yeah. Shout out Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons.
The mirror pics are crazy. The mirror pics are insane. It's and this sounds really mean, but it's kind of funny. It's like that meme I saw where it says, this is a genre of music that's nobody listens to it, so I have to start getting fucking naked in order for people to pay attention to
okay.
me.
Okay.
That meme was made about Benson Boone. That's not my. I don't know anything about him. I honestly don't even know any songs he's ever had. But like that's what that feels like to me. Like just getting randomly jacked out of nowhere mm-hmm. and then performing topless out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's circle back to looking at 21 Pilots tits. That's weird. Hey, that's weird that you did that.
It is a little
I appreciate
odd.
You being honest. That is strange. And then you saying your sister had another one. It's just a different name, underscore Nips.
Yeah, the other guy. This next one's from Sophia. She said, I don't know if this counts, but when I was 9, we went to summer camp and there was a really cute counselor who was probably in high school. After camp, they gave booklets with everyone's phone numbers so that we could all keep in touch. Seems like an insane privacy violation in hindsight, but that's besides the point. My sister, our neighbor friend, and I would constantly call the cute counselor and sing Stay Beautiful by Taylor Swift over the phone until he hung up or blocked us.
Well, at least he's not a pedophile. There's that. So
that's
like
the type of middle school shit I was doing. I was not making Gerard Way's tits. I was I was prank calling boys on the soccer team that I had a crush on you guys looked like lesbians. So that's yeah. what I was. That's the type of shit yeah. I'm on.
I will say though, long hair.
Yeah.
two white guys, long hair.
Lesbian.
And I will say, too, we used my phone to prank call them, my flip phone at the time. And it was me, Dayson, and our friend. Mm-hmm. And we stayed up late doing it. Mm-hmm. And they were the same age as us. They were laughing the whole time. They loved it. Of course they did, because they're boys and they like attention. And then we stayed up till like 1 a.m. doing that bullshit. And then what does Dayson do the next morning? Tells my mom on us immediately.
Not to tattle. I thought it was funny.
No, she said, what were you guys doing all night? And you said, calling boys. And then
I thought it was funny.
And then shocker, my phone got taken away. Like for a few days. Which I understood, because my mom was like, you are not supposed to be fucking calling boys at midnight.
Well, that's like, not what the phones are for. And we had flip phones, so it's not like we were using them for like Instagram or whatever.
Right? No, not at all. We were just literally crank calling. Mm-hmm. *67 for those geriatric fucks like us who are old and remember that. Mm-hmm. To block your number, you had to *67 it so they couldn't call you back. But we called 2 billion times.
Yeah.
And that wasn't the first or the last time I did that.
We just stopped doing it at 1 a.m.
Yeah, I just stopped doing it at 1 a.m. And I stopped doing it around Dayson, knowing she would tell my mom.
Because I thought we were having a
calling
key.
Boys.
But we were laughing.
Yeah, she thought they were keying. Mm-hmm. Turns out
it was a life lesson.
We were getting in trouble.
Okay, this is the last one we're gonna do. This is from Dahlia. She said, when I was in elementary school, I told everyone that I was in a relationship with Nat Wolf from the Naked Brothers Band. I met him at a meet and greet, so I had a picture of us, so everyone believed me. I let that tidbit go on for months until I told everyone I broke up with him and he got with the girl from his band, Rosalina. I said we remained cordial and that he confessed that she would never compare to what him and I had, but that I was no longer interested in him.
You know what? Good for you.
And I would have believed you.
It's a real choose your own adventure. Yeah. When you're a child, like, how are they, especially back then, how could you prove me wrong?
Yeah.
Now you can. Mm-hmm. Now they don't have the freedom of lying like we did. That is so funny. And also, I will say, at the Grammys, I saw Nat and Alex Wolf walking. Those were the only people outside of like the main people that I knew that I recognized. Off rip. They were like, who are these guys? Like around the press people around us. I was like, oh, they were from the Naked Brothers Band. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked at me like I was fucking insane. Not one.
Because they don't go by that anymore.
Not one pair of eyes was keying with me. Or I found zero community in that moment.
They're also Nepo babies.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, their mom's a writer. I know they've done movies together, but yeah.
That's crazy. I did not know that.
One of the funniest Naked Brothers Band songs that I'm going to try, and I don't think I could play it, is it Banana Smoothie? It is, yeah. Banana Smoothie. That song is so funny. When's last, here, I'm going to play a clip of it. I don't care. That's so funny.
Cut up the banana.
That's so funny. If that's not love, then what is? I loved the Naked Brothers.
That one was good.
Yeah.
That one was real good. And I was eating that romance up between him and Rosalina. Mm-hmm. I really was.
But I was also like, that should be me. With Rosalina and with Nat.
Or Kano Los Dos. Alexa, play. That Should Be Me by Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You know what? Good for fucking you. You're so me. Like creating that whole narrative and then having an out as to why.
Do you remember this one time Uncle Jontum took us to Carl's Jr. Mm-hmm. And we'd go play in the playground?
Yeah.
And do you remember that time there were those two little white girls that were playing with us and they were telling us that they were the Olsen twins?
Yes.
And we played with them for hours and I was telling you, I don't think that's them. And you're like,
yeah, me too.
You're like, it's literally not. I don't know why they want us to. And they kept saying they were twins and I was like, maybe they could have been fraternal, but they didn't look anything like them.
Yes, I actually distinctly remember that.
And I just remember thinking the whole day, I'm all, I don't think that's them.
Because I remember especially
you guys, I'm so gullible.
Dayson kept going, that's not them, right? Yeah. And I was like, no, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I was like, Dayson, nobody knows the Olsen twins better than the two of us.
Yeah.
We have watched every single movie they've ever had out. And I was like, I would know.
And then I was telling you, what the fuck are you guys doing out of Carl's Jr. in Santa Ana, California?
Then? No, for real. Right next to Godinez High School? Please.
That's not near Godinez.
Is that Godinez?
What's near Foothill.
No, what school is that? The one that's in the fucking...
I'm talking about the Carl's Jr. that's by the Burger King and was by the Knollwoods. I know. Godinez
By Knollwoods. I was thinking of the one by Santa Ana College. That's the one we were at.
No, not that one. Not that one. It was the other one across the street from the Burger King.
Okay, yeah, by Knollwoods.
By Burgers. Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
on Tustin, if you're from Santana, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The one on Tustin, yeah. You know, that's why I'm saying, like, when they were telling us that, I remember at one point when we were about to go down the slide, I remember they were like, you believe us, right? You guys know? And then we were like, know what? That we're the Olsen twins? And we were like, yeah, sure. And then they went down and Dayson goes, they're not really them, right? And I'm like, no, Dayson,
they're not. They're not, and we're just playing with them. Who cares? Let's go.
I was like, yada, yada, yada. Go down the slide. It's my turn.
You know who was the worst kid at the playground? Who? The one who stands inside the slide. Like,
I know,
and
blocks
through.
Everybody.
And then, no, and then, yeah, and they're being weird.
Yeah, and they, or they're crawling up it when yeah. you're trying to go, knock it off.
I'm shooting down that thing like a pencil.
That's how you say, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We ran that play. We ran playgrounds like the fucking Navy.
Well, you did, and I was just there.
Well, yeah, because if not, Dayson's getting pushed down all the time.
And then I'm just sitting there watching everyone have, you guys mind if I get a chance? That's okay. You mind if I jump
it's
in?
It's all right. You can go in front of me.
Next one. Next one. I call
next.
Yeah,
she's always
okay,
like,
then the next
you,
one.
You can go in front of me. That's yeah, fine.
No, that's fine. I actually didn't
Dayson was notorious for like people being like, do you mind if I go in front of you? And she'd be like, okay. And then she would just never go down. She'd be up there for hours.
Yeah. The top of the slide. Yeah.
And I was like, move. Doosh, out of the way. That's right. When someone tried to cut, I'm like, no.
No. And Drew fully has piss in her pants. Doesn't care. Get the fuck out of my way.
I'm like, no. No, you can't go. It's our turn. Go, Dace. Go. I would make Dayson go before me because I'm like, otherwise, if I let Dayson go, she'd move so goddamn slow someone would push her out of the way yeah. and go in front. And then she'd be like,
it's okay. Yeah, you can go.
It's okay.
Do you want me to hold your chicken?
That's why I literally be like, go, Dace, go. I'll hold them off. Well, she goes, and then she has fun. What there you go.
Anyways, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. We hope you enjoyed it. Again, if you're in Vancouver, we hope we see you this weekend. Come see us at the JFL Festival.
Or else.
It's going to be really fun. Make sure you buy Drew's book.
Yes.
And then make sure you subscribe to the Patreon.
Yes.
Other than that, we love you and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.